Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. The Cougars jumping up and down right now, but we're 24 minutes away from their first state championship ever. 14-7, they lead the Bakersfield Christian Eagles. Nick Madison, Jeff Woodworth here at Rancho Cotati. Jeff, what are your thoughts here on the first half, and what do you expect to see in the second half?
Let's start off with Bakersfield Christian. I'm really impressed here by Giancarlo Gamboni. There's something about the way he's able to throw the football, and I don't know if there's something in the water down in Southern California, but the team really hasn't looked to run the ball too much, so the offense has been pretty one-sided in that sense. But the kid can sling, and he's been able to hit his wide receivers. He's got the big target there, Ben Urasek. He's been looking to Simrol before he went down with the injury. He's also got Gutierrez. He's got lots of weapons to play with, so it's easy to see why they rely on the aerial attack so much, but it's just a matter of time, I feel like, before Rancho's defense is able to make the necessary adjustments and put the kibosh on that.
Yeah. Well, the Eagles, I think, dominated the first half. A couple of big plays by the Cougars were helped the Cougars out. The Cougars were not able to run the football with much success at all. The diesel, Rashid Rankin, has been bottled up. His biggest run that he had in the first half was about 3 yards. Jared the Night Stalker made some things happen with his legs, but a 25-yard pass to Jack Reese for their first score was a big play for the Cougars. Reese caught it at the 6-7-yard line, ran in for the touchdown. The extra point was good. And then another big play by Jared the Night Stalker as he was under pressure, scrambled out to the left, a little jump pass to Gianno Gigolo, and Gianni ran down and almost got into the end zone, was pushed out at the 3-yard line. Finally, eventually on a third down and two on a quarterback keeper, Jared the Night Stalker plunged into the end zone for the touchdown. The Cougars were up 14-0, but back came the Eagles, and Gamboni on a couple of big pass plays to Ronnie Simrol and to Chris Gutierrez found Ben Urosic in the end zone on a 9-yard touchdown pass. The PAT was good, and that's where we stand, 14-7 here, 24 minutes left for the state championship in Division 3A.
Rancho right now reminded me of my Pittsburgh Steelers. There's not a whole lot getting going on offense. You're relying on the defense to make some big plays, and the defense is standing firm, giving you that shot in the arm there that you need. So I'll look for Rancho's offense to try and get going here in the second half. I don't know if it's going to be through Rankin, if they're going to try and feed him the ball some more, or if you just rely on Stalker. I mean, he's been doing a pretty good job so far. The offensive line there, the Hog Mollies, I'm going to call them out because you need to give your quarterback some more time. There's only so much that he can do under duress when he's forced to flee the pocket and have to throw on the run.
Okay, well, let's send it back to Joe. We got to get a quick update from Cardinal Newman. Joe, give us the update.
Okay, Nick, thank you. You caught me a little bit with, well, never mind. It's halftime at the Cardinal Newman El Camino game. 24-14, Cardinal Newman leads at the half. We haven't got an update from Paul yet, a report on that. But Cardinal Newman scored the last 10 points of the second quarter. They lead El Camino at the half, 24-14.
It doesn't mean it's right there.
Okay, Joe, thank you very much. We'll be getting an update from Paul Mayo-Torino from Cardinal Newman. When we do, we'll get that in there. 14-7 here. I got to tell you, you just called out the Hog Mollies, and I'm going to give them their names out there because I believe they're going to be the difference in this game. Justin Zhang, the center, Orion Piombo, Mahalis Santorinos, Devin Lopes, Michael Cruz. Jeff Woodworth just called you out. You guys need to step it up, get the diesel some running lanes, and get some first downs. Keep the football 24 minutes from the first state championship in any sport ever for Rancho Cotati. And again, the Bakersfield Christian Eagles, this is their third chance. They're 0-2. They certainly want to get off the schneid.
It's a chance for each school to win its very first state title, and there's a lot on the line here. The trophies have been sitting out there on the side, and that's what you're playing for. No bigger motivation than those trophies that are sitting there on the sideline waiting to get grabbed up.
All game long, we've had a lot of problems with the scoreboard, wouldn't you know it? Never had any problems in the other previous games we've had here. But tonight, in the state championship, we've got a malfunction. So bear with us. We're not able to give a lot of the times the time remaining in the quarters. And I know that's so important. At least it is to me. But the officiating crew is keeping that down on the field. The teams are moving on to the field right now. getting ready for the kickoff of the second half. The Cougars will be getting the receiving the kickoff. They're going to be going from our right to left. The Eagles will be kicking off. Julius Salinas, the kicker for the Eagles, teeing it up here on the right hash mark. 14-7.
Jaden Herrera and Ty Paletti are back to receive the kick for Rancho. Jaden Herrera has been relatively quiet today. I don't know if that's just been the design of the game plan or what, but we've seen Herrera perform very well, actually, in the couple of games that we've done with Rancho's this year. Also to note, Samari Jones, while he's back from the DL and he's got that mammoth cast taped up on his left hand, has yet to see one down of action, so I don't know if that's going to be something where they try and bring him out there on defense. But certainly something to look forward as we move forward here into the second half.
That's Jeff Woodworth. I'm Nick Mattis doing the Division 3A State Championship from Rancho Cotati. I want to thank Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas for helping us get this on, and all the sponsors that have pitched in to get this state championship, this historical game. The kick is a short kick and a fair catch. Julius Salinas made a very poor kick. And a fair catch being caught right at the Rancho Cotati 37-yard line.
A good job by Gianni Giglio there. Get his hands on the ball, not fumble it whatsoever. Just down it. Give your offense a great starting field position. No need to try and be a hero this early in the second half.
Salinas, I don't think he was trying to do that. Got well underneath the football. It went high in the air, but it only traveled 25 yards down the field. And the Cougars take over at their own 35, leading 14-7. 24 minutes away from a state championship here in the Division 3A. Division 3A.
Don't hurt yourself.
Jared the Night Stalker gives it to Rasheed Rankin, and again, nothing there.
Rankin met in the backfield. Oh, my. A great hit there by number 56, a Bakersfield Christian. That's Dylan Parcher, who met him earlier in the first half before Stalker eventually was able to wrestle the ball in.
Carter Lynch on the tackle. Rasheed Rankin coming out of the game. In goes that little guy, Jaden Herrera. Just as you mentioned, you wanted to see him, and he's going to get an opportunity. Jared the Night Stalker's got the Cougars circled up in a huddle. Now they break the huddle and come to the line of scrimmage.
Herrera's a great change of pace back. He runs similar to Rankin, but he just doesn't have the same size.
He's behind Jared Stalker in the I formation. Now he shifts to the right. One receiver left, one receiver right. The handoff, fakes the handoff, gets it out to Jack Reese. Jack Reese coming up the field, and he's got five yards before he's tackled and downed. Dimitri Johnson on the catch, brought down immediately after a five-yard catch. 5 yard gain. Third down and five. The football right at the Cougars 41-yard line.
Cannot stress enough how important this down is for Rancho Cotati. You need to convert here, as it seems that Bakersfield Christian is going to carry over some of that momentum that they found in the first half.
Jared Stalker looking over to Garrick Hotaling for the call. Two receivers left, one receiver right. Herrera now shifts to the left. Johnson to the left. The ball's handed to Rary. Comes looking for a hole. He comes up the middle and he's stopped. He's not going to get it. Going to be 2 yards short, forcing a fourth down, and onto the field comes the punting unit for the Cougars. Three and out. Just what the Eagles wanted. Jared Stalker dropping back into punt formation. Dropping back in punt formation to receive the punt is Chris Gutierrez. Now he's not very deep. He's not giving Jared Stalker much respect. The snap is high. The kick is a line drive kick.
A good kick.
It's going to bounce at the 29-yard line and go out of bounds at the 27-yard line. First and 10 Eagles as they come onto the field. We'll get an update later from Cardinal Newman when we get an opportunity, as the Eagles come on the field for their first possession here in the third quarter, trailing 14-7. Their quarterback, Dominic Gamboni, went to the strictly to pass his last two possessions that the Eagles had. Let's see if they continue to see if they can throw the football against the Cougars' defense. First and 10 Eagles. Gamboni, this time he's going to hand it off, and again, the Cougars defense just stuffs him. Lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage is Jess Wattenbarger.
And there's a player down for Rancho Cotati. That is going to be number 65.
Piombo.
Orion Piombo. That is not a good sign for the Cougars.
Piombo, definitely a two-way player for them in the line. They hate to lose Orion. Let's send it back to Joe for our update from Cardinal Newman.
This is Paul Maturina reporting live for KSRO Radio from Division III AA State Football Championships here at Cardinal Newman High School. We have a lot of fireworks going on over here, Nick. Going into the second quarter, it was a 14-7 lead for Cardinal Newman over the El Camino Wildcats. At the 8:26 mark of the second quarter, it was a one-yard plunge by Noah Sega to tie the ball game up at 14 apiece. Then at the 6:26 mark, the big boomer, Ethan Cullerborn, hit a 31-yard field goal to make the score 17-14. And then it ended up a big, big score at the end with 1:19 to go. A beautiful pass from Jackson Pavitt to John Carlo Woods for the score. It was a beautiful piece of work, and that made the score where we are at half, 24-14. I expect a lot more fireworks in the second half. Paul Cronin has always been good at second half adjustments, and this El Camino Wildcat team is big, fast, and athletic. So I figure the scoreboard will begin to work out. And this second half of a beautiful night here at Cardinal Newman High School. Once again, our halftime score at the Division III AA State Football Championships. Cardinal Newman Cardinals 24, El Camino Wildcats 14. Back to you, Nick, in Roanoke Park.
Okay, thank you very much, Paul Maturina there from Cardinal Newman High School. Back here at Rancho Cotati, it's 14-7, the Cougars leading the Eagles. The Eagles with the second down and five, the football at the Rancho Cotati. Rancho Cotati 35-yard line.
Do you want to mention that Piombo walked off the field under his own power, and he appears to be on the sideline stretching out what could be and what hopefully is cramps. You don't want to see anybody go down like that in the state game.
Excuse me, it's third down and five. Gamboni back to pass. He's got time. Now he throws a strike, and it's complete. And taken down is the receiver, Ronnie Simrell. Excuse me, that's Ben Jerosik. Jerosik made the catch, and he was tough to bring down there. First down and 10 for the Eagles. Tackled by Mahalis Santorinos. They're moving the chains. First down and 10 for the Eagles. The football at the Eagles own 45-yard line.
Men Carini got around the edge there and lost his footing on the wet turf, and I think that allowed Gamboni to sit back there and throw a nice pass there.
Gamboni throwing long down the sideline, and the ball is caught, juggled and caught. Chris Gutierrez again beats Alex Sandoval. Sandoval ran with him, but the pass was thrown perfectly, and it's a long gain for the Eagles. The ball's going to be placed inside the 15-yard line at the 13-yard line. First down and 10 for the Eagles.
Piombo comes back onto the field, and hopefully Rancho could get some more pressure back there because Gamboni had all the time in the world to throw with a beautiful pass there to Gutierrez. And, yeah, just over the outstretched hands of Sandoval.
First and 10, Eagles at the Rancho Cotati 13. Gamboni gets the snap, drops back, throws. The ball's caught in the end zone.
What a toss.
Touchdown by Ben Jerosik.
That ball was thrown on a frozen rope, knee-high, where only Jerosik could get it. Scardina on the coverage, Jack Reese on the coverage, Ty Paletti on the coverage. There was three men all over Jerosik, and he's still able to bring that ball in. A terrific pitch, a terrific catch there for Bakersfield Christian.
Lining up for the extra point now, 14-13. This is a big point. Last snap was high. Stevenson was able to grab it and put it down. This snap's good. The hold's good. The kick is good.
Good.
And we're tied 14-14 here in the Division 3A State Championship at Rancho Cotati. presented by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
They're tuning Japanese at Auto Japan. Since 1981, that's all they've done. Provided full-service care of Sonoma County's Asian vehicles. Nominated Best Auto Repair Shop in Santa Rosa, an industry leader in customer care and on-time performance, their warranty is one of the best. 24 months or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. They also offer complimentary loaner cars. Auto Japan at 3415 Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. Call 707-575-0100. 575-0100.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. The Bakersfield Christian Eagles just drove down the field and tied the ball game 14 all. Nick Madison, Jeff Woodworth. Jeff, you got a comment here as we're getting ready for the kickoff?
Nick, Gamboni reminds me, and this is very, very high praise. I realize what I'm about to do, but he reminds me of Tom Brady almost. It's just the way that he's able to sit back there, hit his throws. And Rancho, you mentioned to me during the commercial break they need to do a better job of getting pressure. They can't. If they send too many guys up, he's going to sit back there, and he'll pick apart your secondary much like Brady will. And if you just sit back, then they're opening it up for the run game, of which he's shown that he could scoot. We got a couple running backs that could do the job as well. So if you're Rancho, it's back to the drawing board.
I think Rancho's going to have to put caution to the wind. They're going to have to send a fifth or sixth pass rusher because the four down linemen for Rancho Cotati are not getting any kind of a pressure on Gamboni. And with the quality of the receivers that he has and the arm that he's got, Gamboni's going to pick it apart. There's just too much time right now for Gamboni. So we'll see if there's something going to be done, a little bit of a correction for the Rancho Cotati defense. Well, let's see if their offense can get it going. They've got a three and out. There's the kick. It's a real short kick. It bounces. Jack Reese comes up and gets it, and he's going to be tackled right at the 26-yard line. Ty Paletti, I don't know, I keep saying Jack Reese there. I got to give Ty Paletti credit there. Ty Paletti took it and was downed after just a short return. The ball hit the ground, Jeff, which was kind of amazing. Luckily, it popped up in the air, and Ty was able to get it, but had no run after the catch.
A very fortunate bounce there for Rancho. That just seems to be the tail of the tape there as far as special teams is concerned. They're getting all the right bounces they need.
All right, let's see if this Cougars offense can get it going. They need to get some points. We're notched up 14-all here. Again, we don't know how much time's left in the third quarter. The scoreboard is not working. The football is at the 26-yard line of the Cougars. Stalker gets the snap. Now he rolls out. Now he throws a bullet over the middle, and it's caught. And Stalker threw that ball on a line to Dimitri Johnson, who caught it as he slid down just short of the first down.
A great sliding catch there by Dimitri Johnson, focusing on reeling the ball in, not worried about the yards after the catch. You just got to make the catch there, live to play another down. You're that much closer to a first down. Terrific textbook job by Dimitri Johnson.
Jared, the Night Stalker, put that ball on a line right over the middle. Second down and a long one. Rasheed Rankin in the backfield. They're checking the signals. One receiver left, one receiver right. Rasheed's going to get the football. He comes up the middle. They're pushing him forward. They're standing him up, but the Diesel's still on his feet. And finally, they're fumble, but jumping on it. That's the problem. The Diesel was still on his feet. The ball came out, but diving on the football.
Justin Zhang with the recovery there. Credit the awareness. And, you know, the thing with Rankin is he's such a patient runner and really good at downhill. He'll sit back and he'll wait to hit that second gear. The problem is that the offensive line is still not opening up any gaps for him to go and hit second gear. He's just sitting back there biding his time trying to find a hole, and then he ends up getting swallowed up.
The Diesel's come out of the game for a breather. As he was stood up there, the Eagles did a nice job of pulling the ball out as it came loose. Justin Zhang jumped on it. A big break for the Rancho Cotati Cougars. First and 10, Cougars the football at their own 46. Herrera now in the backfield. And the snap is taken and it's dropped. Trying to get around the edge is Jared Stalker, and he's thrown down.
Now the Rancho crowd very upset about that, but at that point that's just a 6'5" defensive end tossing your 6'1" quarterback. Or, you know, they're both over 6 feet tall, but one 6'5" guy made the 6'1" guy look like a rag doll. So unfortunately for Stalker, he had to take that hit right there, but he bounced right back up.
Unfortunately, Jared lost 8 yards on the play. The snap went through his hands. He reached down. He picked it up. As he tried to get around the right edge, he lost yards and was thrown down for an 8-yard loss. Second down and 18. Jared gets the snap, rolls to his right. Now he wants to throw. He's under pressure again, and he's sacked. Right now, the Bakersfield Christian Eagles defensive line is ruling the line of scrimmage, as they have most all the game.
Coach Hodling's got to do something. He's got to call his offensive line over when they come over after this next drive and kind of galvanize the bunch. Tell him, hey, protect your quarterback. You got to give him time to make some plays. He can't hit these wide receivers because you're not giving him any time.
Two consecutive plays have lost yardage for the Cougars. It's going to set up a long third down and 22. The football at the Cougars' own 30-yard line. Stockard in the shotgun. Shifts Herrera. Fakes the pass. Now he throws out in the flat, and it's overthrown. Gianni Gigolo on a double move. Gigolo's pass was over his head. He couldn't get to it, and that's going to force a punt by Jared Stocker.
A great job there by Bakersfield Christian, holding firm, forcing this punt. We'll see if Gamboni can come back out and lead another scoring drive.
Bakersfield Christian was behind at the end of the first half, 14-7, scored on their first possession in the third quarter to tie the game, and they're going to, apparently looks like they're going to get the football again here. Dropping back is Chris Gutierrez, standing at his own 45. The snap is good. The kick is a low line drive kick, and it hits one of the Eagles as he was running downfield, and the ball's going to be recovered by the Eagles right at the 48-yard line. Boy, that was a dangerous play.
Credit number 7, Donovan Foster right there for the presence of mind to realize that hit one of my guys. I need to hop on this.
First and 10 for the Eagles as they come up. The football's going to be placed at the 49-yard line of Rancho Cotati. 14 all. Midway through the third quarter. Both the fans on both sides now are starting to get involved. This time Stevens has got a hole up the middle, and he breaks to the outside, and he's going to the house. Touchdown Eagles. Stevenson got the Jess Wattenberger got the handoff, broke to the outside, goes all the way down the field untouched. 49-yard touchdown run for Bakersfield Christian, and they take the lead.
What a run, what a response from the Eagles there. Terrific job of downfield blocking, sealing off the gaps, allowing him to get out in space.
Wattenberger broke down the sideline as he came up the middle, and a wall of blockers for the Eagles. He was untouched as he went into the end zone. The snap's good, the hold's good, the kick is good. 21-14, Bakersfield Christian has come back to 14 points here in the third quarter, and they now lead 21-14. You're listening to the Division 3A State Championship from Rancho Cotati, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM. 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. The Bakersfield Christian Eagles have just taken the lead, 21-14, as they kick off. Ty Paletti kicks it at the 15-yard line. He comes up the right side, and he's stopped after a short gain. The Cougars' offense coming onto the field. They need to get it going against this very tough Bakersfield Christian defensive line. Jared the Night Stalker's having trouble buying any time out there. Those hog mollies for the Rancho Cotati Cougars have got to step it up. Cougars have had a lot of trouble running the football. passing the football. Couple of big plays in the first half by Jared Nightstalker. Got the points that the Cougars had, 14-7 as they led in halftime, but it's been all Bakerfield Christian here in the third quarter. Jared the Nightstalker in this shotgun. Rashid Rankin back in, shifts to the right. Snap is good. Stalker wants to throw. He pump fakes. Now he throws long down the sideline, and the ball's going to be intercepted. Stopping the pattern as he went down the sideline was Jack Reese, and Jack didn't continue to run. Jared threw it down the sideline, and Jack Reese cut off the pattern, and Chris Gutierrez makes an over-the-shoulder catch as he tumbles out of bounds.
Now, we can only speculate what happened there on the play, but it seems like a miscommunication somewhere in the huddle. Jack Reese was running a curl route where he ran about 10 yards and cut it back, and Stalker was expecting him to run that 9 route down the sideline where he could meet him for a deep ball.
First and 10 for the Eagles. The football at their own 36-yard line as they break the huddle and come to the line of scrimmage. Now, Tyler Carr comes to the right. Ben Jarosik to the left.
If you're Rancho, you need to respond here defensively.
The crowd is trying to help him. The snap is good. Gamboni now throwing long and going down the sideline and broken up, and they're going to call a pass interference.
Oh, I don't know about that, Nick.
Yes, I didn't care for the call either. Jack Reese came over, got his hand up as Jarosik reached up for the football. It looked like Jack Reese got there in perfect timing, but there's a pass interference call, it looks like.
Well, they're going to end up getting Reese for not turning his head back around to try and defend the pass. He did a good job of getting his hand up there to break it, but you have to bring your head, you have to turn your head around and make a concerted effort to look for the football as you're breaking up the pass. Otherwise, you'll get called for pass interference every single time.
It's a 15-yard penalty. It's going to be pushed up the field. It's going to place the football at the Rancho Cotati 49-yard line. First and 10 for the Eagles, leading 21-14. Late in the third quarter, Gamboni, the quarterback in the shotgun, three receivers right, fakes the handoff. No, he gives it to Wattenberger, who comes up the middle. And again, poor tackling by Rancho Cotati as he breaks a couple of tackles and gets upfield for 6 yards. Santorino's had an opportunity in the backfield, but he slipped out of his grasp. Finally pushed down after a 6-yard gain.
And, Nick, what you're starting to see right now is it looks like Rancho Cotati's defense is more concerned with hero ball, trying to make the big play, force a turnover, when you just need to keep it with the fundamentals. Square up, stick your face in his numbers, and bring him down. Enough with the arm tackling and trying to poke the ball free. That's not going to work.
Second down and 3 for the Eagles. Ball placed at the 42-yard line of Rancho Cotati. Gamboni in the shotgun takes the snap. Now he's going to drop back. He's looking long. Throwing down the sideline, and the ball's overthrown, and another pass interference call.
That's a late
this
flag.
This is really getting to be some questionable calls here right now, I got to tell you.
That was a late pass interference. You let him battle. You let him play handsies all first half, and it looked like there was a little bit more going on there, and now they're going to
going to need some consistency out of the officials. As you mentioned, Jeff, in the first half they did allow some hand fighting, but I guess they've decided to take that away here, and that's confusing for the players. That's going to march off another 15 yards, and the Eagles now are inside the 34-yard line. First and 10 Eagles. The football is going to be placed at the 33.5-yard line of Rancho Cotati. They lead 21-14 in the Division 3A state championship. Three receivers right, one receiver left. Gamboni in the shotgun. Hands it off to Wattenberger, comes up the middle, and he's hit but not dropped until he's gained 7 yards.
Ty Paletti dropping the shoulder there at the end of the run. Still not enough to jar the ball loose.
The offensive line for the Bakerfield Christian Eagles is doing its job. They've been protecting Gamboni all night, and now they're opening up some holes. Second down and 3. Football right at the 21-yard line. He fakes the handoff, and Gamboni's trying to get around the end, and he's tackled by Anthony Scardina.
A great job there by Scardina to wrap up and bring him down, not allowing him to get the first down.
Third down and a long one. Gamboni faked the handoff to Wattenberger, tried to get around the right edge, but Scardina did a nice job of solo tackle and dropped him short. I'm sure this is two down territory.
And if you're Raymond Nixon, number 58, he was the defender that had Gamboni dead to rights in the backfield. You know you want that one back.
Three receivers left. Gamboni gets it. He throws quickly out in the flat to Jurosik. Jurosik breaks the first tackle, and he's finally put down, but not after until he makes the first down. A three-yard gain. Big Ben Jurosik takes three tacklers to get him down. First down and 10 for the Eagles as they move the chains. Football's going to be placed at the 14-yard line. Make that the 13-yard line. Cougars defense needs a stop here. Even a field goal would be better than allowing a touchdown. Three receivers left.
They need something, a pep talk, some water.
Three receivers left. Wattenberger in the backfield, gets the handoff, comes up the middle. He founds a hole. He's going to the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bakerfield Christian. Wattenberger came up the middle, veered to the right corner of the end zone, and he's in. A 13-yard touchdown run. 27-14. Bakerfield Christians come out of the locker room and they are really percolating right now. Holding the football is David Stevenson. Lining up for the extra point, Julius Salinas. The snap's good, the kick's good, and Salinas adds the extra point. 28-14, Bakerfield Christian leading Rancho Cotati in the Division 3A state final. Brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools and Spas.
T-Shirt Underground. Top quality, low-cost T-shirts made to your specifications. Call Ryan at 707-596-8624 or check him out online at shirt123.com.
Want small-town dental care with big-city technology? You'll find it in Forestville at Forestville Family Dentistry. Dr. Carol Shiner and her team make your dental health their number one priority. Call 887-2140. Forestville Family Dentistry.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM. 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. Bakerfield Christian has taken over this game. 21 points they've scored now in the third quarter. Kicking off to Rancho Cotati. The kick is a short high kick, and a fair catch is going to be called and taken right at the 28-yard line.
Johnny Gigolo there with the downing the kick. A great job by Rancho. I noticed on their kickoff coverage, they dropped Jaden Herrera and number 21, Dion Ortiz, back into coverage because they know that these pooch kicks aren't going to make it that far, so they brought up their hands team a layer sooner on the kickoff coverage. Sure, no turnovers.
Let's see if Jared the Night Stalker can get this Rancho Cotati offense on the move. They're down 14 points now. Somewhere late in the third quarter. We don't have a scoreboard, so we can't tell you, but it's got to be late in the third quarter. The handoff goes to Rashid Rankin, and again, he's stopped. Nowhere to go. This defensive line for the Eagles is definitely controlling the line of scrimmage.
Number 10, Ben Jurosik. You have number 56, Dylan Parcher, number 63, Evan Piercy, and number 72, Carter Lynch, having their way with the Rancho offensive line here. And it really, we started to take note of it late in the first half, and it's just become even more extremely prevalent here as the third quarter ages.
Yes, they're big, fast, strong. They're definitely the difference in this game right now. Second down and 10. Stalker gets a snap. Now he looks to roll out. Trying to buy some time. Now he throws, and he throws it over the head of Gianni Gigolo. Jared rolled out to his left. There was a lot of pressure on him. He found Gigolo, but as he released it, Gigolo coming forward, the ball sailed over his head, incomplete.
And Stalker looking for a roughing the passer call, but you're not going to get it once you flee the pocket like that. You become the officials will officiate a quarterback, for lack of a better term, officiate a quarterback differently once he leaves the pocket.
Yeah, he's a runner at that point. I think he was looking for a late hit is what Jared was wanting there. But third down and 10, a big play here for the Cougars. They need to get some momentum going on offense. They've been completely stifled. Three receivers right, two receivers left. Jared in a naked backfield gets the snap. Now he looks. The rush is on. Jared rolls out. Now he throws. Long over the field, and it's off of the hand of Jack Reese.
And if Jack Reese could have only hauled that in, he had nothing but pay dirt in front of him. Whole lot of green. That would have been a touchdown. Unfortunate.
Jared, the Night Stalker, with a beautiful pass. That one he threw over the middle. It wasn't perfect on a spiral, but it was very accurate, and Jack Reese only able to get one hand on it. And again, the punting unit onto the field for the Cougars.
Dick, it wasn't pretty, but it was where it needed to be, and that's unfortunate because I bet if we talked to Jack Reese right now, he'd be on the sideline telling you, yeah, I need to bring that one in.
Yes, it was an important catch. So Jared Stalker back in the punt formation. Cougars snap is bad. One bounce, but Jared gets it. Now he line drives the kick. Takes a big bounce taken by David Stevenson. Stevenson trying to get around the left end, and a nice tackle. A beautiful tackle coming up to make the Deion Ortiz with a great tackle. 5'3", grabbed around David Stevenson's ankles and brought him down right inside the 40. That's marking at the 39-yard line, first and 10 Eagles.
I love watching the little guys stick their nose in there and get a part of the action, just proving that it's not about the size of the dog in the fight, it's about the size of the fight in the dog.
Yeah, very good. And we've seen a lot of these little men tonight. Chris Gutierrez for the Bakersfield Christian Eagles has shown that. 5'5", but what a big heart. Here come the Eagles now leading 28-14. Let's see if the Cougars can get a defensive stand. Gambodi gets the snap, fakes the handoff to Wattenberger, again throws long, and the ball's caught, tipped,
no.
And going into the end zone is Ben Jarosik. The ball was tipped by Ty Paletti, went up in the air, and the beneficiary was Ben Jarosik. He grabbed it and goes untouched into the end zone. Bakersfield Christian is pouring it on here.
Jarosik with his third touchdown grab of the game. And, yeah, that's just terrible luck if you're Rancho Cotati. Ty Paletti read that pass like a book, got his hand up there, just couldn't bring the ball down, leaves it in the air for an extra second. And, unfortunately, Jack Reese wasn't able to come down with it either because they've been double-teaming Jarosik all night.
We were talking about the luck, and there was the bad luck for Ty Paletti, who got his hand on it. The snap's good, the hold's good, and the kick is good. 28 unanswered points here in the third quarter for the Bakersfield Christian Eagles, and they lead 35-14. You're listening to the Division 3A State Championship, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas will keep you warm this winter with a gas fireplace insert. Some heat up to 2,000 square feet, and all are safe to use on Spare the Air days. Buck Stoves carries Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire brands, both made in America. These inserts are reliable, efficient, and economical, starting at $1,829, including the venting system. Check them out at their showroom, 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at buckstoves.net. That's buckstoves.net.
Winner of two Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. Bakersfield Christian has just exploded here in the third quarter with 28 points and now lead 35-14. They were trailing 14-7 at half, but they've come out and turned this game upside down. Julius Salinas getting ready to kick off. It's a high, short kick taken right at the 20-yard line. Coming up the field is Jaden Herrera. He's fighting. He's got a little bit of a room, and he gives a very spirited run for Rancho Cotati as they're going to take over at the 38-yard line.
And now it's beyond apparent that now is the time more than any that Rancho really needs to turn it on here. If they've got any luck left in that well, they need to go out and find it. Or they need to start relying on their big-time playmakers like Rankin and Reese to make a play.
Looks like we've started the fourth quarter here as the teams have turned. This is the fourth quarter here now. I'm sorry about that. We didn't realize it, but the teams have now turned their different sides of the field. Rancho going from our left to our right. Jared Stalker gets the snap. There's an end around. Let's see if he can get a block. and he can't get one, and he's going to be down. Great pursuit by the Bakersfield Christian Eagles defenses. Jared Stalker came to the right, and on an end-around flipped it to Jack Reese. Looked like Jack maybe had an opportunity, but coming up was Chris Gutierrez to make the snap right at the line of scrimmage.
I think it's too early to start trying to bust out the trick plays here, Nick, and if you've got to rely on the gimmick plays to try and get you back in it, you might be in for a long second half.
I think at this
point, long fourth quarter, excuse me.
Yeah, I think at this point you need to get anything you can. You're down by 21 points, 35-14. Jared the Night Stalker looking to pass. Now he's got time, throws over the middle.
What a pass.
Jack Reese complete for a first down.
Credit Jack Reese. He's had a bit of a rough game there on the defensive side of things, but he's coming up big now when his offense needs him the most.
12-yard pass completion. Jack Reese with the catch. He's going to stay on the ground, though.
And that's not good.
Not getting up here. You're listening to the Division 3A State Championship from Rancho Cotati, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
For 35 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high-quality orthodontic appliances to dental professionals in the Bay Area and beyond. Thoughtfully constructed dental appliances require 90% less chair time to seat, and a huge selection of artistic colors and special effects give patients that one-of-a-kind smile. Marin Orthodontics has a state-of-the-art 3D printer so your dentist can send scans. Ask your dental professional to use Marin Orthodontics. That's marinorthodontics.com. Simply the best.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. As the snap was given to Jared the Night Stalker, he handed it to Rashid Rankin. Rankin, with his best run of the game, came up the middle, spun out to the outside, had some positive yards, and as he was pushed out of bounds by Ben Jurosik, the tempers flared, and it looks like there's a personal foul penalty against the Eagles.
And this is just what you need if you're Rancho Cotati. Also want to give you an update that Jack Reese was able to hobble off the field under his own power. It's going to be probably like a knee or an ankle, but that's just reckless speculation at this point. A good job by Rancho to get something going here, and then the penalty is just going to help you.
There's a 15-yard personal foul penalty against the Eagles. Moving it upfield, that's going to place the football. They're going to put the football at the Eagles' 26-yard line. There's a timeout on the field, and we're going to keep it right here.
And I think if you're Rancho Cotati, that's just what you need to kind of get the momentum going there. You know, it's just funny how it works in mysterious ways. Now you just hope that Reese is able to shake off whatever's got him on the sideline and get back out there and get back to contributing. This also opens up the door for somebody like Brandon Proschold, number six. You need guys to step up here and make some plays if you're Rancho Cotati.
Yeah, we're looking for a big play for the Cougars, trailing 35-14. We're in the fourth quarter here. We'll get an update from Cardinal Newman when we can.
And now
24-14, it was halftime from Cardinal Newman in the Division III AA State Championship. Paul Maltarina will get back to us here later, the Mayo Man.
And, Nick, interesting to note, Rashid Rankin on the sideline here for Rancho Cotati, and his helmet's off. Now his helmet's still in his hand, so we're going to see how much longer he's on the sideline. Jaden Herrera is going to step in for his place.
First and 10, Cougars. The football after the personal foul is going to be placed at the Eagles' 26-yard line. Stalker fakes the handoff, throws quickly out to the flat to Scardina, and he's tackled immediately.
Looks like there's a face mask that might have been missed on that play.
Gianni Gigolo tried to give him a block. Anthony caught the football, but was not able to get upfield after the catch. Second down and 9. We'll give him one on the play. Cougars lining up quickly. Now time may be a factor. They're going to need to get this. They're 21 points down. You got to win the game. You need to start to pick up the pace here. Stockard looking over the defense. Calls out the signals. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Now he gets the snap, hands it up the middle to Herrera, and again the defensive line does a great job, and a penalty coming in late. Let's see if there's another personal foul, maybe a face mask.
I don't like that play call, Nick. You're down 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter of the state championship game. You need to start airing it out, and Stalker, kid's got a noodle. He can throw.
It's going to be a personal foul, a face mask against the Bakersfield Christian. That's going to add some yardage to the play. Cougars will get a first down. They're adding the yardage to the play, and they're walking backwards. Rancho Cotati needs to score 21 points. They're trailing 35-14. They took a 14-7 lead into halftime, but 28 third quarter points for Bakersfield Christian has turned the game upside down.
Now, while Scardino might be the obvious choice here in the red zone because he provides a nice big target, look out for somebody like number 9, Rafael Hernandez, or number 6, Brandon Proshold, to come up with a big play here for Rancho Cotati.
Stockard in the backfield, fakes it. Now he looks. Now he's rolling out. Jared's going to throw it, and he's hit. He's brought to the ground. He's hit, and he dropped to the ground. He gets up. No penalty marker.
He's been getting beat up all game from number 10, Ben Jarosik. Credit Stalker for being able to hang in there, hang tough.
Jared, the Night Stalker, one of the best quarterbacks in our area. He's a senior. This will be his last game, and he's giving it everything he's got. 25-yard touchdown pass to Jack Reese in the first half. Looking for something here. Second down from the 14-yard line. Second down and 9. Jared's got Rasheed Rankin back in. He shifts him to the right. One receiver left, one receiver right. Gives it to Rasheed. No, he fakes it, throws over the middle. Touchdown! Faked the handoff, throws the defense, and found Dimitri Johnson for a touchdown. Dimitri Johnson broke free over the middle on a skinny post, and Jared Stalker found him wide open.
Just
and the Cougars back in it. 35-20, the extra point ready to go, looming large.
Just what the doctor ordered. You couldn't have come at a better time if you're Rancho.
Alex Sandoval in to kick the extra point. The snap is good, the hold's good, the kick is good. 35-21. We're in the fourth quarter here, the Division 3A state final. Brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
Quick, sugar, those enemy agents are right behind us. Get in the car.
Oh, no!
Let's go. Just a second. What the?
You were too busy to take the car to Rick's Automotive, hmm? Yeah.
But?
Rick's Automotive does free battery checks, provides honest service, even a Napa Auto Care Center, brakes, tires, batteries, everything to get your car on the road. But no, somebody was too busy.
But?
Rick's Automotive, located at 6560 Railroad Avenue in Forestville.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. The Cougars on a touchdown pass from Jared Stalker to Dimitri Johnson, 13 yards, have cut the lead 35-21. Bakersfield Christian, the Eagles, came out with 28 third quarter points as they trailed 14-7 to halftime, took a commanding lead, but the Cougars responded, getting ready to kick off. We don't know how much time's left here in the fourth quarter. The scoreboard's been broken. Alex Sandoval's kick is a booming kick, and it carries all the way into the end zone. Touchback. Eagles come out to take over, leading by 14 points. I think if you're Rancho Cotati, this is where your defense has to make a stand right now. Time is a factor in this game. There's no doubt about that, unfortunately, and this is going to be a real detriment to Rancho Cotati. We don't know how much time's left. There's no clock up here, no scoreboard.
Jack Reese has returned out to the field for Rancho Cotati, so that knee, whatever was bothering him, the knee, the ankle, the lower, we'll keep it like a hockey injury. The lower body injury seems to be not affecting him nearly as much now. He's able to come back out and play. But, yeah, Nick, the defense needs to step up. What better time than now?
Ball snapped to Gamboni, hands it off to Wattenberger, and the Rancho Cotati defense stuffs him.
Number 58, Raymond Nixon, who's come close with a couple sacks here with the pressures on Gamboni, able to run off his blocker there and bring the ball carrier down.
Men Carini on the tackle along with Raymond Nixon. Second down and 10. I expect the Eagles to run the football and try to burn the clock up. The clock is the is their ally right now, leading by 14 points. They do not want to give the football back to Rancho Cotati with any time left. Three receivers right. Big Ben Jurosik to the left. Jack Reese up on him, one-on-one. The snap is to Gamboni. He drops back. Now he throws long over the middle, and wide open is Chris Gutierrez, and he makes the catch, and he's going down the sideline. It's Ronnie Simrell, and Ronnie's going to go into the end zone. Ronnie Simrell with the catch goes all the way, and Gamboni continues to have a big night for Bakersfield Christian. Touchdown, Eagles.
His fourth touchdown pass of the night, and Simrell was wide open, split the coverage there between Giglio.
Gigolo tried to make the tackle, and Ty Paletti chased him down, but too late as he got into the end zone. A 75-yard touchdown strike.
And now you just fear that that might have been the nail in the coffin there if you're Rancho Cotati.
Lining up for the extra point now, Julius Salinas. The snap is good, the hold's good, and the kick is good. 42-21, Bakersfield Christian leading Rancho Cotati. The Division 3A state championship from Rancho Cotati, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
You're different, so your truck should be too. Keep your truck just as unique as you by taking it to West Coast Diesels. At West Coast Diesels, they provide custom builds and full repair services. As experts in diesel diagnostics, they'll listen to your needs and recommend the best solution. Want to talk diesels? They'd like to also. Swing by their new location at 3575 Airway Drive in Santa Rosa or online at WCDperformance.com. West Coast Diesels, your local diesel experts.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. Bakersfield Christian Eagles have exploded here in the second half for 35 points as they lead 42-21. Getting ready to kick off, Julius Salinas kicks it off. It's a high kick taken at the 21-yard line by Jaden Herrera. Herrera trying to find a hole, comes up the middle, and he's going to be tackled at the 30-yard line.
Nick, I have an update from the Newman game. Newman is up 31-14 after three quarters, so there is some success being attained here in the North Bay tonight.
Paul Cronin and Cardinal Newman looking for their first state championship. Right now, the Cougars have to go to work, trailing by 21 points, 42-21. Not sure how much time remains here in the fourth quarter. Scoreboard's been off most of the evening. Jared Stalker in the shotgun. Rashid Rankin right behind him. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Stalker looking over, shifts Rankin to the right, drops straight back, throws it over the middle. It's caught by Jack Reese. Jack Reese winding his way up the field, and he's going to be tackled right at the first down marker. First down and 10 for the Cougars as they line up quickly over the football.
A great job there by Jack Reese. And just what Rancho needs, it might be a little too late, but you still want to manufacture as much offense as you can.
Bakersfield Christian's offense defensive line has done a great job all game long controlling the line of scrimmage. The ball's handed to Rashid. He comes up the middle, and he's got nowhere to go. Bakersfield Christian's team is fantastic in the defensive line. I got to tell you, that's the best defensive line I've seen all season.
Number 10, Ben Jurosik. Number 56, Dylan Parcher. Number 63, Evan Piercy. And number 72, Carter Lynch. Have just done a great job this entire game. They've dictated everything on the line there, and they've just completely overwhelmed the Rancho offensive line.
Absolutely. That is the difference in this game. Second down and 9. Football at the Rancho Cotati 41-yard line. Snap goes to Stalker. Now he fakes, and he's going to be sacked. Stalker faked the pass as he was dropping back. No time. Lynch came in from the right defensive end and sacks him. Third down and 14 yards. A loss of 5 on that. Jared Stalker looking over the sideline now. I think you're going to have to try to try to break a screen pass, get something to Rashid, maybe let him try to run out on the flat, get him something.
Clearly four down territory this late in the game, so at third and long, you're probably just trying to get as many yards as you can to set up for a manageable fourth and short.
Third down and 14, football at Rancho Cotati's own 37-yard line. Rashid Rankin shifts, now he goes in motion. Stalker trying to throw, and he's sacked again. And this time, three defensive linemen come blasting through there for Bakersfield Christian.
Jurosic, Piercy, Carter Lynch. It seems like as soon as Stalker's done with the drop back, whether it's a three-step or a five-step drop back, that the defensive line is just there to greet him.
It's definitely been a long night for the Hog Mollies of Rancho Cotati. Jared Stalker dropping back to punt. Little bit of confusion on the field here. Looks like there's going to be a timeout. We're going to send it back to the studio. You're listening to the Division 3A State Championship from Rancho Cotati, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
They're tuning Japanese at Auto Japan. Since 1981, that's all they've done. Provided full-service care of Sonoma County's Asian vehicles. Nominated Best Auto Repair Shop in Santa Rosa, an industry leader in customer care and on-time performance, their warranty is one of the best. 24 months or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. They also offer complimentary loaner cars. Auto Japan at 3415 Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. Call 707-575-0100. 575-0100. 100.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM. 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. Bakersfield Christian. I got to tell you, my throat's bugging me a little bit, Jeff. Here, Bakersfield Christian leading 42-21. Jared Stalker in the punt formation. Jared's kick is a line drive kick. It's going to bounce at the 42-yard line. Takes a nice bounce for Rancho Cotati and rolls dead inside the 38-yard line. First and 10 Eagles, and leading 42-21.
And you're probably just going out there to kill the clock if you're Bakersfield Christian, but credit them because in the first half they did do a good enough job of dominating Rancho Cotati that just the ball didn't bounce their way, whatever kind of cliche you want to use, that's the way the cookie crumbles. But they did a great job coming out here in the second half, making the necessary adjustments and just imposing their will over Rancho Cotati over this last 24 minutes.
Yes, very impressive offensive, defensive lines. They've definitely ruled the trenches. Gamboni now in the shotgun. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Takes the snap, hands it up the middle, and stopped for no gain. Wattenberger came up the middle, and he didn't get anything. Nice job by the Cougars' defensive line there.
Nick, the difference today has just been pass protection. You see, Bakersfield Christian does a great job of spreading the ball out there. Their aerial attack dominant. And you see that Rancho Cotati, when they've had to resort to passing, that their pass blocking hasn't been nearly to the standard that Bakersfield Christian's pass block has been. And I think that's really made the difference today.
Absolutely. Third down and 9. We'll give him a gain of 1 on that. Gamboni in the shotgun. That's where he's been all night. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Let's see if the Eagles keep their foot on the gas pedal. Here's a quick screen out to Ronnie Simrell. Breaks a couple of tackles, straight arms another tackler, and finally pushed out of bounds at the 48-yard line, first and 10.
Now, granted, we don't know exactly how much time is left, but if you're Bakersfield Christian, you might want to remind Simrell, hey, stay in bounds, let us chew up the clock, all right? Victory is imminent, so we want to get there as fast as possible.
Gamboni's been definitely the star of the game for the Eagles, throwing the football beautifully all night long. The senior quarterback transferred over, really only had this season to start for the Eagles, but he's made the most of it. Definitely looks like a second-level player to me. First and 10, the Eagles, the football at the Rancho Cotati 47-yard line, leading 42-21. Gamboni with the snap. That's Stevenson with the snap. Comes straight up the middle as they use the Wildcat. And he's tackled after a gain of 2. Direct snap right to Stevenson. Gamboni back onto the field. I would expect the Eagles to run the football here and keep the clock running. 42-21, they lead in this Division 3A state championship. Gamboni back in now in the shotgun. Second down and 8. Three receivers right, one receiver left. Fakes the handoff to Wattenberger. Now he throws over the middle to Wattenberger. Eludes the first tackler. And finally knocked down and tackled.
He'll be brought down before the first down marker. And the only reason that matters is in high school, you have the clock stops after every first down until they set the play again. There's another player down. That appears to be Jack Reese.
We're going to take a timeout here. You're listening to the Division 3A state championship from Rancho Cotati. Bakersfield Christian leading Rancho Cotati 42-21.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM. 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor. 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. Bakersfield Christian leading Rancho Cotati 42-21. Still down on the field is Jack Reese. Jack went out earlier with an ankle problem. He's still on the field here. And Cardinal Newman leading down the road there, Jeff. Your alma mater. Looks like they might be able to pick up their first state championship.
And it's a long time coming, if you ask me. And I'm not just saying that as a bias, you know, from going to the school, but just the job that Cronin has done from the time he got there. It's about time that he's finally validated with a state championship.
Cardinal Newman went into that game 13-1. El Camino came in 9-6, and during the season, El Camino had a 4-game losing streak. It's been a great turnaround for a lot of teams here that made it to the state final. We talked earlier about Clayton Valley had gone 1-4 in their league, and then they ended up winning the state championship last night. Milpitas started the season 1-6. It just goes to show you these programs and the coaches how they can keep things going, the ship going in the right direction, and don't give up. And you never know what can happen. I think that's so, to me, that's so exhilarating to see schools that start out slow like that but finish strong.
Mm-hmm. And it seems that Jack Reese is slowly being helped up by the training staff. Earlier he had the lower body issue. This seems to be an upper body thing. But he's sitting up right now on the field, so that's good.
Yeah.
You don't want to see anybody get, you know, you don't want to see anybody get hurt in the first place, let alone in the state championship game.
Rancho Cotati started off this season 3 wins and 3 losses, and as Coach Garrick Hoteling was saying, they were losing at halftime to Windsor before they turned it around, and a marvelous season by the Cougars. Never before had their team ever made it to the regional final, and let alone to the state final. So looks like Jack Reese is getting some help off the field.
He's officially to his feet. They've yet to move the process or begin the process of getting him up off the field. Going to remove his helmet.
Looks like there's a penalty on the play as they move the football back quite a bit here. Not sure what the call was. Rancho Cotati trailing 42-21. Appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight here on KSRO. The biggest game ever broadcast on KSRO, a state championship, Jeff. And we had the privilege to call it. I'm really excited about that.
And Jack Reese officially off the field, getting helped over to the sideline. That looks like a, prior to what I said about the upper body, this is definitely a lower body injury here for Jack Reese. I wonder if he's re-aggravated whatever was bothering him in the first injury. But credit the kid, true warrior, literally leaving it all out on the field tonight for his school.
Wonderful season for Jack Reese. He's also a senior. Had the big interception against Las Lomas in the North Coast section final there, intercepting a pass inside of a minute at the 10-yard line to seal the deal there. The ball's handed off to David Stevenson. He comes up the middle for the Eagles, and he's stopped after a 9-yard gain, and he's hit hard.
Now this is where things can start getting chippy here towards the end of the fourth quarter. You've been getting pushed and shoved around for four quarters. You don't want to lose it. You want to stay classy for Rancho.
That'll force a fourth down in a punting situation for the Eagles. Football right at midfield. Ben Jurosik dropping back to punt, standing at his own 35-yard line. Ty Paletti dropping back to receive the punt for the Cougars. Snap's good. The kick is a high kick. It's going to bounce at the 20-yard line and be taken down, and let's see where they're
going
to.
And that looked like it hit off a number 5, Darius Hurst, back. That could be Bakersfield Christian's ball. And it is. Number 5, Darius Hurst, was a gunner on the play, and he lost track of where that ball was in the air, and it ended up brushing off his back, and Bakersfield Christian with the presence of mind to recover. So things continuing to get worse here for Rancho Cotati.
They're going to down the football. First and 10, Eagles. It's going to be placed at the 18-yard line.
I'd imagine this is going to be victory formation from this point out. For the first snap, the first offensive snap for Bakersfield Christian on that third down play, they ran from what appeared to be a power eye formation. No wideouts, no nothing. They just went into clock-killing mode, and I expect more of the same here despite the wonderful field position.
Well, we don't know how much time's left as the scoreboard's not working.
And again, it looks like it's going to be another power eye formation here.
You're exactly right. Tight formation. Gamboni under center for the first time tonight. Takes the snap, drops back, hands it, and coming in and making the tackle is Mahala Santorinos. No give up in that man. The junior comes firing through and makes a tackle for a 3-yard loss.
And I think that's a really scary sentence for the rest of Sonoma County and the NCS, is the fact that Mahala Santorinos is only a junior.
Yeah, definitely a player to build your defense around, no doubt. Him and Ren Carini will be back. Max Yuli, I believe, is also coming back. They have some great young players.
They'll return a bunch of juniors here next year. Well, they'll return as seniors next year, but Rancho's in good hands. There'll be a noticeable drop-off. I don't know if it'll be quite the drop-off that you saw like a Montgomery have this year when you lose B.J. Johnson to San Jose State and a couple other playmakers, and then the season just seems to unravel.
Did we get an update from Cardinal Newman? Okay. Let's send it back to Joe. You're listening to the Division 3A State Championship at Rancho Cotati, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
And I'll give you the update that I have from Cardinal Newman. There's under 2 minutes to go. Cardinal Newman looks like they're in. They lead El Camino 31-14. Here's some other scores for you. In the Division 5A championship game, Milpitas defeated Resenda 34-0. Division 6A, St. Bernard's over South Torrance 34-20. Division 4A, Escalon defeated Loyola 52-21. Division 5AA, El Monte defeated Del Norte 32-7. In Division 4AA, the close game of the night, Ripon kicked a field goal with seconds left. They defeated Highland of Palmdale 31-28. And in Division 1A earlier, Corona Del Mar 35, Sarah of San Mateo 28. De La Salle's games just started against St. John Bosco. That's 7-0 St. John Bosco in the first quarter.
Thank you very much, Joe. Back here at Rancho Cotati, 42-21. The Eagles leading the Cougars. Gamboni hands it to David Stevenson. He comes up the middle, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Coach Darren Carr is about to get hit with a Gatorade bath as we speak. I'm watching the players. There we go. The blue Gatorade spills over. And that's going to be extra cold tonight. I don't think he cares, though, winning a state championship.
Well, he's wearing his short pants over there, so he... man that can take a little bit of cold. Let's see what he gets now. We're coming to the end of the game. We don't know how much time is left. The scoreboard's been a problem all evening. I want to thank KSR. We have a nice post-game show, so don't go away. We're under a minute remaining in the game. We're going to have a couple of the players come up from Rancho Cotati, Jared the Night Stalker, Rashid the Diesel Rankin, and Coach Garrick O'Tailing are going to come up. We're going to celebrate this excellent season here in the post-game show. Joe will have some more highlights, and we'll get some final score from Cardinal Newman. Gamboni hands the football off. Santorinos again on the tackle with several other of the Rancho Cotati Cougars coming off the field here. Looks like
Ty Paletti looks like he dislocated his shoulder the way he's just dangling.
He's got a problem. He's got a problem going. And there it is. There's the horn ending the game. Bakersfield Christian, the Eagles have come down and knocked off Rancho Cotati 42-21. They win the Division III-A state championship. Congratulations to Bakersfield. Bakersfield Christian really played a strong second half. 28 points they scored in the third quarter. Just a wonderful second half for the Eagles. The team's now a little bit disappointment, obviously, by the Cougars as they line up to shake hands. There will be a ceremony here as they give out the state trophy. But stick around because we've got some highlights of the first half. We've got a couple of guests coming up. This has been the Division III-A state championship from Rancho Cotati High School. The final score, Bakersfield Christian Eagles 42, Rancho Cotati Cougars 21.